Do you remember when we came into the hall and we were talking about the first Christians in Tarraco and Bishop Fructuosus?
Yes, he was burnt to death in the amphitheater arena and martyred along with his deacons Augurius and Eulogius.
In 259, to be exact. As I said at the start, Christianity adopted the symbols and rituals of the time while incorporating its own new elements. Look at the piece we have in the center of the hall. Can you see it? It is a mosaic that covered the tomb of Bishop Optimus, one of the successors of Fructuosus, and consequently a Christian. But his posture is interesting. Doesn't it remind you of the carvings of the deceased lady on the sarcophagus of the lions and of the philosopher on the sarcophagus of the teacher? The posture is the same. At first, the Christians continued to employ a good part of the already existing symbols, but they gradually created their own, such as the chrismons, or Cairo monograms, the symbol of Christ. Other symbols, such as fish and doves, wreaths of flowers, such as the ones we still use for funerals, acquired a new meaning from the point of view of Christianity. Can you see the other mosaic hanging on the wall? It's also a tombstone, but instead of a representation of the deceased, there is a lamb and one of the symbols of the Christian God. And what do you think of the other sarcophagi here?
They look like the ones we saw before. Are they Roman?
Yes, but with Christian symbology that incorporates new symbols and elements. For example, neither of the two below depict the deceased, but rather characters from the Bible. It is thought that the one on the left depicts St. Peter and St. Paul, and the one on the right, called the Sarcophagus of Lucadius, which is the name of the deceased, depicts two biblical scenes, the sacrifice of Isaac on the right and Moses receiving the tablets on the left. In the middle there is an inscription in memory of the person who has died.
What does it say? Can you translate it for us?
Yes, of course. It says, "In fond memory of Lucadius, dean to the staff officials, who lived with his companion Nonita for 25 years, buried on the last day of January. He also lived all his days, some 60 years." What if we step outside and visit the site? As you leave the museum, at the first panel you find, play track 9. See you there.